Item 10, from the Director, Milwaukee County Zoo, submitting the recommended 5-year capital improvement program plan to the Capital Improvements Committee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Wickenhauser, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. What you have is a list of proposed projects. Some are continuations of projects that were funded for 2014, which includes the HIPPO exhibit, the life support emergency generators, and the holding areas of the bear exhibits. We also, over the past year, have discovered some structural issues with the Aquarium and Reptile Center and its roof that will have to be addressed also. Just like many other county facilities, ours is aging and it's well, at least 50 years old, most of our main buildings that are having problems with roofs, water, other things. The county board has been very, very good at supporting zoo projects over the years to keep the zoo at really a top-notch facility internationally, and we just present this to you and be glad to answer any questions.
Questions by committee members. Supervisor Haas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Wickenhauser. Thank you for coming today. So reading through the report, I just had a couple brief questions about a few items. The zoo life support emergency generators, that's project WZ11401, has a total cost of $130,000. And the report states, if I'm correct, the report states the initial funding of $60,000 was provided in the 2013 budget. And what of the remainder?
Pardon?
What of the remainder then? So we've paid for $60,000 of that, leaving another substantial chunk.
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, this is a multi-year project. The zoo campus has several complexes of buildings. What we initially thought would be a generator located at each building, we found since then in some of the design process that, for instance, the pachyderm, giraffe, and big cat country and winter quarter building, which is underneath the big cats, that would be more efficiently supplied by a single generator and centrally located so that rather than a generator, for instance, at $60,000, it would just supply the aviary or the aquarium reptile center.
Okay, so was the $60,000 sufficient to pay for that? Will the additional I'm not good at doing arithmetic in the morning, I guess. The remainder, $70,000, is that still needed in the I suppose we passed the 14 budget already. But, was the remainder of this $130,000 provided for? Are you still waiting on it? Do you still need it?
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, we will use the $60,000. We're requesting another $150,000 to continue the process of locating these generators throughout the zoo.
Okay, thank you. And the report states that the zoo security system is in need of replacement. Is that correct, sir?
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, yes. We have a series of security cameras and other security equipment throughout the zoo grounds that help us monitor various activities, including cash handling and gates. The cameras that we purchased initially, this is several years ago, cameras nowadays are much, much better in high definition and something that the state has a contract as far as this type of equipment, and we would be able to piggyback on that with the funding.
Okay. Good. It seems like this would be a good investment for keeping the animals in and the people that aren't paying admission, keeping them out. And finally, item 14 on the list of improvements is for the Aquatic and Reptile Center roof replacement. The comment is that there's risk of structural damage due to persistent leaks. How bad is the leak there compared to other places? Is it worse than the zoo in other places? Is this your worst? I mean, I was wondering if you should get higher billing than how it was ranked here. And I'm an outsider looking at Mr. Wickenhauser, so please take no affront at my impression that it might deserve a higher billing. That was just my thought.
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, as we look at doing various projects like this, we can't do them all at one time because of the expense, certainly. We've right now got the aviary roof under design, and we'll replace that one. This, we've been able to periodically stabilize the roof with repairs or patches. We've now noticed that some of that, this is a 1963 building that has concrete slab roof, or it's precast put in place, and what we're concerned about is that eventually the precast, if you soak into that and you ruin the reinforcement that's within that, that would cause a failure. And we've put it on the list at this point. It's not the highest priority because we can stabilize it somewhat, but it's not going to go away. We can only put so many patches on it.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you for that. The precision of your answer. You've satisfied my curiosity about its placement and the long-term perspective. As you said earlier, Mr. Chairman, we run a risk of letting this go much longer. But this is across the county, not just at the zoo, unfortunately. Thank you, Mr. Wickenhauser. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe I was the only one amused about the statement on keeping the animals in. What a concept. Hey, it's the zoo.
I'm here for you, Mark.
Think about that. Okay. Mr. Wickenhauser, the zoo, unfortunately, has been in the middle of the I-94 construction, which is quite a mess, and it's going to be that way for another couple, two, 3 years. And I was curious, with all of the borings and drilling and everything, have you all been keeping an assessment on our buildings, on our grounds, to make sure that there's no damage from that construction?
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, yes, we have. The state is doing a limited amount of work on the zoo grounds right now. Specifically, they're expanding the tunnel under I-94, which connects the main zoo grounds with our southern service areas. There'll be another lane ramp added to each side of that. We have been photographing that area on a regular basis. We have agreements with the state regarding the replacement of the railroad tracks that go underneath that. We meet with them at least on a monthly basis in a general sense, and the county interior or inside committee meets more often than that. We have also been involved. The state has appraised the property that they want to obtain from the county and the zoo grounds, which is our auxiliary parking lot. That's the unpaved lot that borders 45. We have received an offer for them. We are in the process of working with our appraiser to determine what we feel is the fair value and the cost to cure for that. We're looking at projects that are similar to what they did with the greenhouses for the domes and the fleet replacement of the fleet and the warehouse and the buildings over on Watertown Plank. It's a long drawn out process. This interchange will take until 2018. Just to give you a little bit of what we're going through, all of the exits and entrance ramps on Highway 100 at 94 are closed. So there's no access at that point. You can get to the zoo from Moreland Road and come down Blue Mountain Road. You can't get there from 84th Street anymore because they've got that closed off. You can go to Wisconsin Avenue. You can go to on 45 and get off, and it'll come back to Blue Mountain Road. This fall, they will take out the Blue Mountain Bridge prior to the opening of the exits and entrances on Highway 100. I'm sure that at some point, as hard as we work to advertise and to make this as convenient and encourage people to come to the zoo, at some point I'm going to come back and say, you know what, we are getting really stymied here. But we're not letting that direct us. I have a staff that's very positive about working with the DOT and traffic mitigation and trying to get people there as easily as possible and trying to give them a reason to come because it's a unique experience and it's something they want. We will be coming back to you once we finish the negotiations with the state to replace the parking lot. We will do that on the Blifford property that we acquired in the early 90s. We'll create a new auxiliary entrance at that point, and it's going to be something that we need to do and get it completed within the next year. So thank you for asking. And if you want to come out and hold our hands, that would be good.
My heart breaks every time I drive by there thinking of all of the work going on. You know, you might want to consider, helipads. We can have helicopter rides, and that could be truly the experience to go to the zoo. So, but Mr. Chairman, as is standard with items like this, I am going to make the motion to refer this to the Capital Improvements Committee.
Thank you. The motion is to refer. Are there further questions by committee members? Are there objections to referral? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, just to clarify for Supervisor Bolkowski, the zoo is a no-fly zone. Only the Flight for Life is the only helicopter that can go over.
Wow. You're really, now we're fighting.
They've got you really penned in, don't they?
We're really fighting with both hands tied behind our backs. We might have to take some of those animals home.
Thank you for that report, Mr. Wickenhauser. Enlightening and troubling in the sense of the last couple of comments here. Well, item number 11, please.
Just to clarify, is that item referred?
Pardon?
Is that item referred
yes.
to the CIC? Okay.